Michael Jackson's personal doctor has been sentenced to the maximum term of 4 years jail for the involuntary manslaughter of the singer in 2009. A jury convicted Conrad Murray 3 weeks ago, finding that he was grossly negligent in the drugs he gave the singer. The sentencing judge delivered a scathing assessment of 58-year-old Dr. Murray, saying he's shown no remorse and that he should pay compensation to the Jackson family. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
Dr. Conrad Murray sat stony-faced and with his hands clasped beneath his chin as Judge Michael Pastor meted out his fate, sentencing the 58-year-old cardiologist to 4 years behind bars for what he described as horrible medicine.
There are those who feel that Dr. Murray is a saint. There are those who feel Dr. Murray is the devil. He's neither. He's a human being. He stands convicted of the death of another human being.
In what almost amounted to a tirade, the judge said Dr. Murray had engaged in sophisticated deception to obtain staggering quantities of the powerful anesthetic propofol, which he administered in a bid to help Michael Jackson sleep. The judge said that turned the singer into a medical experiment, and when things went wrong, the doctor told unconscionable lies to emergency physicians trying to save Jackson's life.
He engaged in this money for medicine madness that is simply not going to be tolerated by me.
The defence lawyer, Ed Chernoff, did his best to paint the doctor in a sympathetic light, detailing his rise from dirt poor beginnings in the Caribbean and arguing it was punishment enough that his client would probably never practice medicine again.
Dr. Murray, whether he's a barista for the rest of his life, whether he's a greeter at Walmart, he's still going to be the man that killed Michael Jackson.
But prosecutor David Walgren pushed for the maximum sentence, emphasising Michael Jackson's death wasn't the result of a single mistake, but a pattern of reckless behaviour by Dr. Murray.
Every single night that they were up in that bedroom, Michael Jackson's life was put at risk.
In denying the request for community service and probation instead of jail time, Judge Michael Pastor singled out Dr. Murray's lack of remorse, as displayed in comments he made in a documentary aired after his conviction, where he said he didn't feel guilty because he'd done nothing wrong.
Dr. Murray at that point says he feels betrayed and entrapped by Michael Jackson. Yipes! Talk about blaming the victim.
The judge said he was especially disturbed by a tape recording Dr. Murray had surreptitiously made of Michael Jackson slurring his words and apparently heavily sedated.
Segment 1. Michael Jackson's personal doctor has been sentenced to the maximum term of 4 years jail for the involuntary manslaughter of the singer in 2009. A jury convicted Conrad Murray 3 weeks ago, finding that he was grossly negligent in the drugs he gave the singer. The sentencing judge delivered a scathing assessment of 58-year-old Dr. Murray, saying he's shown no remorse and that he should pay compensation to the Jackson family. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
Dr. Conrad Murray sat stony-faced and with his hands clasped beneath his chin as Judge Michael Pastor meted out his fate, sentencing the 58-year-old cardiologist to 4 years behind bars for what he described as horrible medicine.
Segment 2.
There are those who feel that Dr. Murray is a saint. There are those who feel Dr. Murray is the devil. He's neither. He's a human being. He stands convicted of the death of another human being.
In what almost amounted to a tirade, the judge said Dr. Murray had engaged in sophisticated deception to obtain staggering quantities of the powerful anesthetic propofol, which he administered in a bid to help Michael Jackson sleep. The judge said that turned the singer into a medical experiment, and when things went wrong, the doctor told unconscionable lies to emergency physicians trying to save Jackson's life.
He engaged in this money for medicine madness that is simply not going to be tolerated by me.
Segment 3.
The defence lawyer, Ed Chernoff, did his best to paint the doctor in a sympathetic light, detailing his rise from dirt poor beginnings in the Caribbean and arguing it was punishment enough that his client would probably never practice medicine again.
Dr. Murray, whether he's a barista for the rest of his life, whether he's a greeter at Walmart, he's still going to be the man that killed Michael Jackson.
But prosecutor David Walgren pushed for the maximum sentence, emphasising Michael Jackson's death wasn't the result of a single mistake, but a pattern of reckless behaviour by Dr. Murray.
Every single night that they were up in that bedroom, Michael Jackson's life was put at risk.
Segment 4.
In denying the request for community service and probation instead of jail time, Judge Michael Pastor singled out Dr. Murray's lack of remorse, as displayed in comments he made in a documentary aired after his conviction, where he said he didn't feel guilty because he'd done nothing wrong.
Dr. Murray at that point says he feels betrayed and entrapped by Michael Jackson. Yipes! Talk about blaming the victim.
The judge said he was especially disturbed by a tape recording Dr. Murray had surreptitiously made of Michael Jackson slurring his words and apparently heavily sedated.